Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, helping you to become a Hypno One Percenter. Hypno One Percenter. You want to be the best you can be. Look into the spiral. Look into my eyes. Become the best you can be. Thanks for coming back to see another episode. This is Cal Banyan on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, and that's BANYAN.com. Go there now, because right below this video is all the text and graphics and other audio video stuff that goes with this particular podcast video for you. All right, let's get right into it. And let me see here, check my notes. Boom. All right. What have you been up to, Cal? Well, guess what? This is the second one in an all-Cal series because Elrond, he needs some time off. Meredith, she's doing some cool stuff. And you know what? I had to squeeze in some episodes before I headed off to the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. I think you will be watching this after the convention. I hope you were there. I hope you said hello to me and Maureen and all the other Five Pathers. And you could tell the Five Pathers because not all of them, but a lot of them were walking around with this badge. Every year, we'd make up a new little badge like this to give out to our Five Pathers so that they can know each other at the convention and go, hey, come over here and sit with me while they're in the different great speakers and workshops and things that were going on like that. All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, what have you been up to? Well, I'm still getting ready. Actually, I'm kind of worried at this point because, you know, it's been like a week since I've been on a bicycle. You know, the last video I was just talking about, I was doing 175 miles riding last week, and I did, you know, 30 miles this morning. Well, now I have no bicycle riding for a whole week. So I'm kind of a little bit nervous about this big century ride that's coming up on September 11th. And I know probably about the time you're watching this, I may even have another week of no bicycle riding. So, phew, I know it's going to hurt when I get back on that bicycle. You know what I mean? You know where I mean. It's going to hurt right there. All right, let's see. No, I mean professionally, what have you been doing? Well, let me get this little plug in. We have an NGH certification course. It is the Banyan-approved super course with 5-Path and 7-Path coming to you in November 1st through November 12th. Here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. And of course, there's a weekend off for the break. So it'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then have 6, 7 off, and then 8, 9, 10, 11. All right. News flash. And I'm sure since I've recorded this, I've posted more information about this, but I just want to remind you, it's official. From Dr. Dwight Damon, the president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, the Solid Gold Weekend will not be in Las Vegas this year, where it's been for years. It is now going to be at Anaheim at the South Embassy Suites. Go to ngh.net and get all the information, the call-in information, the ticket information. Everything is there. I want to see you there. As I told you last episode, I've been invited to speak, so send me your requests. Let me know what you want to hear me talk about. Do you want to hear about how to do age regression or parts work or forgiveness work or marketing or building a business? Or would you rather me just say, hi, everybody, this is Cal Banyan, and I'm going to let Maureen talk to you and sneak her in there instead of me? That would be fun. All right. She did such a good job with Elrond in those episodes they did episode before last. All right. So let's go on down to today's topic. Oh, you know, last time I was talking about the pre-hypnosis interview. There's the pre-talk where we talk with the client to educate them so that they can, you know, not be afraid or have crazy ideas about hypnosis. And when we remove those fears and misconceptions about hypnosis, we can use good hypnotic inductions and easily take them into a deep, useful state of hypnosis. Then we do the pre-hypnosis interview where we get the thumbnail sketch of the problem. We do all that active listening and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? One of the things I mentioned was you really ought to consider doing some teaching them some self-hypnosis. Now, the five pathers, most of our five pathers are trained in seven-path self-hypnosis. I'm not going to talk too much about seven-path self-hypnosis. I'm really, really proud of it. I'm very much excited about it. But I know a lot of you people who are watching, you know, you haven't been to a class yet. And I want to make sure that this is of great value to you. So just a couple words about seven-path. Seven-path is the very first mind-body-spirit self-hypnosis that is designed to work on insight. There's suggestions you give yourself that are designed to resonate with old issues and emotions and neutralize the ones that are not helping you, that are inside you, old beliefs, old emotions, and reinforce the good stuff that's inside of you. I know that's amazing. It's hard to believe, but it really does all that. And it's mind, body, spirit. We teach you how to work within your own belief system, be it spiritual or philosophical, to cause hypnotic suggestions to be even more powerful. Okay, here's my plug for 7-Path. You can learn more about it by going to, I think we our new website for that is 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to type it into my computer, which is right here. You guys don't know it, but like right here is my monitor. And that's why I'm always looking down. And I really like it because of the screen. See, it gives such nice light on my face. Here, watch this. That's without the screens. This is with the screens. And I'm going to type in, so you're getting the inside scoop of what's going on here. I want to make sure I'm giving you the right link. 7thpathselfhypnosis.com. That's it. All right. Good. Go there and you can learn all you want about 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. In fact, there's also a CD program there where you can learn to be a practitioner. All right, let's see. I want to talk about how to do self-hypnosis if you don't know 7-Path. Now, this is for yourself or you can teach it to your clients. Actually, as I'm rethinking this, this is more just for you because I'm going to talk about how hypnotists who really, for some reason or another, self-hypnosis wasn't really put into their training because, you know, different trainers have different things that they want to cover. And sometimes they don't cover self-hypnosis really well. Some do. And I'm going to just give you a couple of ideas that can really work well for you for self-hypnosis if you don't know how to do 7-Path. Now, guess what? If you know how to induce hypnosis in someone else, then you know how to induce hypnosis to yourself. One of the easiest ways to do self-hypnosis on yourself is you simply get yourself in a safe, comfortable position where you can close your eyes for a few minutes and then say the hypnotic induction to yourself. A good one to do this with is like, you know, I wouldn't do a long progressive relaxation induction. Those who know me very well know that I'm not crazy about those long inductions. I'd use something like the Elman-Banyan induction. In the articles area of hypnosis.org, I have the entire script. Also, right here on this website, there is a search box, and just put Elman-Banyan or induction in there, and I've got a whole video just talking about the Elman-Banyan induction, I think. So if not, then I have the script for you on both hypnosiscenter.com and hypnosis.org. Or you can just go to Google and type in Elman-Banyan induction. And E-L-M-A-N, Banyan, B-A-N-Y-A-N, induction, and it will come up. Now, if you start using that with your clients, you're going to get pretty good at it. You'll be able to pretty much paraphrase it in your, you know, without having to read the script. So you can just get yourself in that safe, comfortable position and then say the induction to yourself and follow your own instructions. This is such an easy way to do it. I mean, you could do that, you know, pretty soon, right? And then what you can also do, really, really simple but effective way to do self-hypnosis is create yourself a one-line suggestion. And the way, there's some certain characteristics that it should have. One is it should be short and simple. You should just be working on one thing at a time. You don't want to put yourself a hypnotic suggestion together, a one-liner that says something like, every morning I get up at 6:30 so that I can get to work on time, and then I do this, and then I do that, and then I do this, and you know, and have four or five new things to do. It just waters it down and makes it less effective. I want you to think about if you could only work on one thing at a time, and you can only really work on one thing at a time, right? What you ought to do is pick that one thing that if you could change in your life, it would have the most positive effect on your life. Then write out a sentence that is, you know, short and simple, and it should be positive. Never use never, don't use don't, and it's best not if you you don't use not. Because the problem with using negatives is that you have to state the thing you don't want. For example, if you did self-hypnosis and every day you said, maybe even three times a day, you went in and did like 5 minutes of self-hypnosis, and your suggestion was, you know, I don't snack, I don't snack, I don't eat chocolate, I don't eat chocolate, I don't eat chocolate. You're reinforcing eating chocolate or snacking. So what you want to do is state your suggestions in terms of what you want, not what you don't want. Okay? And that just tends to work better. So it'd be short, simple, positive. Sometimes measurable is also very good. And the way I like to have it to be measurable is if it's something that you're going to do at a particular time of the day. For example, you could say, every day I exercise for at least 10 minutes. And so there every day is measurable and 10 minutes is measurable. Now, you could say at a certain time of the day, every day at 6:30, I get up and exercise. Or when I get up at 6:30, I exercise for at least 10 minutes. Now, that's pretty good, but you know, life has things that happen that cause you to not be able to always get up at 6:30. Or maybe, you know, on a Saturday and Sunday, you don't want to get up at 6:30. So what you do is you say, every morning after I get up, I exercise for at least 10 minutes. So then that gives you a way to get up at different times and still be able to accept that suggestion. Now here's another insider tip, trick, and technique. Whenever you give yourself hypnotic suggestions, give yourself a benefit, or two, or three, or four. Remember I said just work on one thing at a time and work on the one thing that would have the most positive effect? Well, you know what? It's okay for you to work on one change and then give yourself all kinds of benefits. You see, the subconscious mind moves towards pleasure and wants to take you away from pain. So with that in mind, you could say something like this. Every day after I get up, I exercise for X amount of minutes. And as a result, and then you start filling in your benefits. As a result, I have buns of steel, or I feel energetic all day, or my waist becomes slimmer and trimmer. Or even better yet, you could put them all three together. I exercise every day after I get up in the morning, and as a result, I have buns of steel, I have tons of energy, and my waist becomes slimmer, trimmer. And you can just go on and on about the positive benefits that are expected from the change. Now, so that's something you can do with no equipment at all. Now, if you have the capacity to record yourself, you could be on a computer, we have a microphone, or you know what, you have that old cassette deck that's stuck in the garage or in the family room, and you know, you haven't used it like in years, and you wonder, what the heck am I going to do? Should I throw it out? No! You can use it for making your own hypnosis tapes. Now, the deal is, you know, it's what's cool about the cassette is it's easy. You just grab any old cassette, you stick it in there, and you hit record. You know, it's not high tech, but it works, right? And you can just put it there right in front of you, and you could read your favorite induction right into there. You could read your favorite script, or you could just, you know, say that one liner over and over again with the benefits, and there you go. How easy is that? Now, some of these questions I get, and I use in the program, what I do is some people send them in to me at ourhypnospace.com or one of our Yahoo groups or on Facebook, because we have a fan page there, as you probably know, facebook.com/hypnosisETC, stands for hypnosis, etc. And they send us these things. And there was a question that came in, I think it was on one of the Yahoo groups, and the person says, hey, I'm going to make some hypnosis CDs for myself. This person was very high-tech, knew how to record with a computer, burn it to a CD. Good for you. But you know what? He had this question. He says, when I give those suggestions on the CD, should I phrase them as you or I? And you know what? I want to hear your feedback on this. I have an opinion about it, but as far as I know, there's no, you know, empirical research on which is better. So I think it really boils down to preference. And I'm going to give you what I recommend. I recommend that you just put that recorder or that microphone right there in front of you. You could pretend that it's a client, you know, laid out in your recliner, and then you just read in or say your very favorite rapid induction. Now, obviously, you can't do an instant induction like press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep, or something like that. But, you know, a rapid induction, and then you just do a little bit of deepening, and then, you know, you're a hypnotist. You're good at going into hypnosis. You've probably been hypnotized dozens, if not 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 times in classes you've gone to. Don't turn it into a big ordeal. Just induce, deepen, and then get right into those suggestions. And I recommend that when you're doing a hypnosis tape or CD or otherwise MP3 recording, however you're doing the audio recording, just use the word I. I this and I that. You know, I am now a non-smoker, or every day I get out of bed and ride my bicycle for 20 minutes. As a result, I become stronger, healthier, more beautiful or handsome, and have a shrinking waistline. Whatever it is that you're going to do. And then give yourself some emerging suggestions as you just count from 1 to 5 and get emerged. Keep it short. You know, you don't need to do a 20-minute session of self-hypnosis when you're just working on one issue like that. Induce, deepen, emerge. That's all you got to do. So you right now, you've probably got a cassette deck sitting around somewhere. You could just go grab it and think, what is the one thing that I'd like to change in my life that when I make that one change, it's going to have more positive effect than anything else? Then write down, craft your one sentence, good hypnotic suggestion. Write down a whole bunch of different positive benefits that you would expect. You can't have too many. It's like the great prophet once said, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. And by that, Mary Poppins was telling us what? That, you know, it's easier to swallow things that aren't so positive when we sweeten the deal. So when we add lots of good positive suggestions, benefits to the suggestions that we write, we're more likely to accept them, they're more likely to last, and I think we're going to enjoy the sessions a lot more. So keep them short, keep them simple. Your whole hypnotic audio that you build for yourself in the I tense, that's not a tense, it should be in present tense, and it should be in the I person, first person. I'm not really sure about, you know, I think I is the first person. So I am this, I am that, I always do this, every day I ride my bicycle, every day I get to work on time, every day I floss my teeth, you know, whatever the change is for you, and say it as if you own it. That's why I like I. When we say I this and I that in the self-hypnosis, it is us taking possession of the idea and the suggestion. All right, that's it. Let's see, is there anything else I want to talk about with that script? I versus you. Another thing you can do is do a search on this website for the universal script, the high road, low road script. Once you've learned that, and it's not hard, I mean, it's more of an idea than it is a script, that's another great way to do self-hypnosis. Just take yourself into hypnosis, and then take yourself to the low road, and then take yourself the high road. Check out that audio video program, and you'll see what I mean. Well, that's it. Please visit my websites, hypnosis, etc. That's not right. Hypnosis.org. Go to our fan page, facebook.com/hypnosisetc. Go to hypnosiscenter.com. That's where all my class schedules are, and also the different training materials we have, such as 5-path training on DVD and 7-path self-hypnosis training on CD, and so on. That's it. Enough of me. You guys go out there. Have a great week. Go out and help somebody. If you're not started yet, get started. This is Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.